If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bill Goldberg slams the soft WWE locker room. Plus, find out why Alex Shelley missed Impact Hard to Kill and details on Miko Satomura joining NXT UK. For Friday, January 29th, 2021, this is your Cultaholic Wrestling News.
In your mind, you think that now in your prime, you were better than every one of them in their prime. You think that not one of them poses a threat to you whatsoever. My friend, that's where you're wrong. And that's where I step in.
Goldberg was the guest on After the Bell with Corey Graves yesterday. Among many things they talked about, they discussed the Undertaker's comments on the Joe Rogan Experience. Undertaker said that the wrestling product today is soft, made some comments about the locker room, playing video games and such like that, just saying that the atmosphere is very different and the big word being softer than what he remembered. And Corey Graves asked if Goldberg agrees with what the Undertaker said. Goldberg said, quote, "Maybe so. When you hear the comments of me coming back and doing one or two matches a year, people are like, he doesn't deserve it. He doesn't pay his dues. He was never on the road. People forget very quickly what all of us did back in the day to earn the spot that we are in now. I'm one of the luckiest guys in the world. But yes, I believe comparatively the business is soft. But the business in 2021 is so things have to change and things have to be different." There are a couple of people who have forced their way up and earned their shot, and Drew McIntyre is one of them. When I was talking to Drew in the beginning, referencing his promo on Monday Night Raw, when he said Drew McIntyre was disrespectful, he says, "I was speaking to the locker room. I was speaking to everybody, and he's the leader. So you have to go to the leader and make sure that everything is taken care of in the right way. Times are quite different than they were back in the day. People are soft. People take offense to things way too quickly. Get a thicker skin, boys and girls. That's all I can say. When legends came in, when I was in the business in the beginning, it was greatly appreciative in the eyes that they brought to our product. One day, those young kids are going to be in the position just like me, and I hope that karma comes back to bite them in the ass. That's all I can say. Because at 54 years old, I don't know one of them that can be doing what I'm doing." Some tough words from Goldberg towards the fans and the WWE locker room of 2021 ahead of this Sunday's Royal Rumble pay-per-view. It wasn't just Goldberg that had things to say on the wrestlers of today. Devon Dudley on his podcast Table Talk made some comments about the younger generation as well this week. He says, quote, "Nowadays in this business, the young guys are brought up in this business are disrespectful. They are rude. Generation X, which is my generation, the Attitude Era, we had attitude. But the one thing I will say about my generation is we respect those that came before us. That's one of the problems that we have with a lot of young talent. Drew McIntyre, Rusev and Sheamus, they always had respect for the older talent that came in and always wanted to pick our brains. It was great being in that locker room with those guys. It really was." Devon Dudley sharing similar sentiment to Goldberg and indeed The Undertaker about locker rooms in 2021. Alex Shelley has opened up about why he missed Impact Wrestling Hard to Kill. He was set to be in a six-man tag, teaming with Chris Sabin and Rich Swann to take on Kenny Omega and the Good Brothers. Just 24 hours before that pay-per-view, it was revealed that he would not be a part of it. Yesterday, he went on to Twitter to give his side of the story. And he says, quote, "I read theories about why I wasn't at Impact Wrestling for Hard to Kill. They range from injury to illness to getting arrested to harming my family members and attempting to cover it up. I am a physical therapy clinician. Physio is my livelihood and career. Wrestling is my livelihood and passion project. At my company, due to the volume of sick and injured patients we are in care of, we modify our COVID-19 mandates as needed. As numbers went up, so did restrictiveness. To circumvent the topic, I could not be at Hard to Kill due to my career. I respect the decisions made by our company, surgeons and doctors. I look to them for advice and guidance. I'm unable to travel and wrestle until I am vaccinated. I took every caution I could before. I want to wrestle very badly while I have people in therapy. So there's no option. Impact Wrestling was supportive and understanding. As someone who doesn't have nor want a contract at this point, my hands were tied. Thanks for your support, everyone." We send our best to Alex Shelley, clearly working hard in his full-time job, taking care of those who are in need during this difficult time and adhering to the mandate of COVID-19 in the process. WWE has filed a very unusual lawsuit against the US Citizenship and Immigration Services in the US District Court of Connecticut. This was filed on the 26th of January, according to PW Insider. The nature of the lawsuit, we don't quite know. It hasn't been released to the public. PW Insider have said, quote, "One would think it is centered around the company not being able to either get a talent or an employee into the US, a process that was greatly exacerbated under the Trump presidency due to policy changes. Court records indicate that immigration has not yet been served with a lawsuit and they have 60 days to respond." We'll keep an eye on this one. A big stipulation match has been added to AEW Beach Break. This comes from AEW's Twitter. They say, "After Kingston beat Archer last night utilizing outside interference, AEW General Manager Tony Khan will even the odds for a rematch, as Eddie Kingston will face Lance Archer in a lumberjack match at Beach Break next Wednesday, February the 3rd, on AEW Dynamite. Expect these two to just rip the place apart." On main event this week, Ricochet formed a tag team with Jeff Hardy. They were unsuccessful in their match against Elias and Jackson Ryker, but it has certainly got the gears turning for Ricochet. He tweeted, "Say what you want about main event, but if I get to tag with Jeff Hardy and do my own version of Poetry in Motion with him, it's cool with me." He followed that up with a tweet that said, "Hey Jeff, maybe we should go after those tag titles." You know what? There's worse ways you can use Ricochet right now, and there's worse ways you can use Jeff Hardy right now, making them a tag team. I think that'd be splendid. Heel by Nature have given us an update on the Sonya Deville stalking case. This is the case of Sonya Deville versus Philip A. Thomas II, who is charged with third-degree aggravated stalking, armed burglary of a dwelling, armed kidnapping for a reward or hostage, and second-degree criminal mischief. Sonya Deville's restraining order against this fan, in speech marks, who tried to kidnap her, has been extended following a hearing from Thursday. Deville's protection order was extended once again. This is the third time that this protection order has been extended. Philip A. Thomas II still faces potential life in prison if he is convicted on all of the charges. Yesterday marked the 19th anniversary of the Hurricane versus AJ Styles on WWF Metal. Jacked, or whatever it was called. There are multiple versions in different marketplaces. A video clip was shared of the match. Helms quote retweeted it saying, "I did everything in my power to get AJ Styles hired at the time when WWE didn't know about him. I even got heat for letting an unknown do too much. I knew even then he was good, even back then. And now he's one of the best in the world. An incredible journey. It's a great match to watch just from a historical standpoint. The idea that like this is the guy that's going to lead the business in 19 years' time is stunning. And yesterday, WWE officially confirmed the signing of Japanese wrestling legend Miko Satomura. This is something we talked about in the news video recently, but it has been officially confirmed by WWE during Thursday's NXT UK. They aired a video with Satamora announcing that she is now part of the brand. It looks as if they are pitching her up for a feud against Kaylee Ray for the NXT UK Women's Championship. Now, Nikan Sports have given us a few more details on this. They report that Satamora has indeed signed with WWF, not just as a performer, but also as a coach for NXT UK. So she'll be working not just in-ring, but behind the scenes to develop some of the roster there as well. Also, she will continue to be the president of Sendai Girls Pro Wrestling. And according to Nikan Sports, will continue to participate in the promotion as well. A very unique deal for Mako Satomura that allows her to continue to work as part of Sendai Girls as well. Triple H put out a tweet saying Mako Satomura's presence will be an absolute game changer for the NXT UK women's division. Kaylee Ray wanted some more competition. One of the best in the world is coming. It's Friday, which means on Twitch, it's Love You Bye Friday. You and I getting together to take some live calls in the isolation station. You can call me up on Skype and we can just have a chat. It's a lovely time. If you've never watched Love You Bye Friday before, why not make it today? twitch.tv/cultaholic. At 4 p.m. Greenwich Mean Time, we'll get together and have a chat, shall we? On the Cultaholic YouTube channel today, the Cultaholic Wrestling Podcast is out. Matthew, Jack and Ross getting together to chew over the wrestling week, answer some of your questions from the mailbag, deal with one big question as well. That'll be on the podcast feed as well. Also, keep an eye on our YouTube channel for our Royal Rumble predictions, which is coming to the channel later on today. Over the weekend, a brand new episode of War Stories as we look back on some incredible moments in wrestling history, narrated by Sam Driver, written by Justin Henry. And on Sunday night, we will be live streaming reactions to Royal Rumble 2021. It's going to be a good one. Have yourself an amazing weekend. I will speak to you on Monday. Don't forget to join us. Love you. Bye.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
For all the wrestling headlines in just 10 minutes, search Cultaholic Wrestling News on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.